guess who?
ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Don't sweat the technique.
Live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees. Now back to Joel and Jeremy.
It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, 713-780-ESPN. So Matthew Stafford, actually, Wheatstraw sent a text. Thank goodness that's over is an understatement.
Agreed.
Matthew Stafford is staying with the Rams. They've worked it out. He's going to get somewhere like $50 million a year, it looks like.
It was interesting, too, because this morning, it was all of a sudden abruptly, it'll be settled one way or the other by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And then they were saying there was a massive offer on the table from the Raiders.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't a free agent, though.
Right. But that they wanted him and they were willing to put their money where their mouth was. It was just working out compensation. And then all of a sudden, I think the Rams all along, I thought it was stupid to shop them because I think, I don't want to say they overachieved, but they had a really, really good year. And I think that there's the potential there to do that again as long as you got Matthew Stafford and Puka. And, you know, I don't know what that means for Cooper Kupp, but, I mean, with Stafford, I think they're a playoff team, the potential to be a playoff team again. Without him, they're toast.
Yeah, I think what they did here was allow Stafford to see what his value is and then pay him that value if it was suitable for them.
You don't think the Raiders offer might have been more than that?
He's not a free agent. So, like, yeah. Hey, if I get traded to you, what are you going to offer me? Okay, Matthew Stafford, hey, Sean McVay and Les Snead and the L.A. Rams, they said that this would be my offer, and they gave it to him.
That's what I'm saying. If he knew, maybe it wasn't more than that. Because if the Raiders were willing to offer more than that, then you would think that he would go to the Rams and say, here's my value, now pay me this.
Unless he doesn't want to leave L.A.
That's possible.
I think he was shopping his value around. He might have taken less. He might take a few million dollars less per year. I'm not ruling that out. But it seems to me like he wanted to stay in L.A. Why do you know that? Because he's staying in L.A., even though he could have potentially been paid more elsewhere. Like, if he didn't want to stay in L.A. and there was a better offer elsewhere, trade me. So he wanted to stay in L.A.
Yeah, I don't think that, because from our discussion the other day, I don't think that he wanted to go to New York. I don't think that they wanted to just relocate and go all the way into the cold weather on the other side of the country.
I mean, all that's guessing.
Right.
We don't, like,
I'm not saying it's
the,
not.
The only factual evidence we have here is that Matthew Stafford's staying in L.A. So, like, the whole rumors with Vegas and the whole rumors with the Giants, what was that? Like, it's my hypothesis that he was shopping his value and the Rams allowed him to shop his value. Because it does make sense. I think it made sense to go either way for the Rams. It makes sense to keep Stafford if you still want to win because he gives them the best chance to win. But it also would make sense if they wanted to start grooming a younger quarterback under McVay, you know, and find that next guy. Look, maybe they still do that. You know, maybe they draft, maybe they like somebody in the fourth round or something like that and bring him in. And they still have
the
Stetson Bennett
kid
on the
yeah.
team, but he's like 42 now, I think. I think he's older than Stafford.
He's got any more DUIs?
That's mean. He's having a problem with that.
I asked if he had any more.
Alcoholism is not something to play around with.
I asked a question.
I don't think.
Played around the other day with old girl from Ole Miss, and now her mom comes out and says it's all been fabricated.
So it was the car wreck of the day.
Yeah, I said you played around as a car wreck of the day, but you.
It was a car wreck of the day, even if it's fabricated.
Okay.
Still a car wreck. But yeah, Stafford stays there. It'll be interesting to see how much money. You think he gets $50 million a year?
Yeah.
I think it'll be somewhere between 45 50. But
yeah. I mean, look, and I think. I don't think you've seen that much of a decline from Matthew Stafford. I'm a bit surprised to some degree, but what he's done the last couple of years, especially with a banged up line at times and not the same kind of weapons he's had in the past, I think Matthew Stafford's been impressive.
Yeah, he's been good. I think he gives him the best chance to win for
sure. I think it's a bit overzealous for some people to say he's still top five.
Oh, I would say that.
Yeah, but yeah. I definitely think he's in the top 10.
Yeah. The Giants now, apparently, since Stafford's going to stay in L.A., they're turning their attention to Aaron Rodgers per Rusuni. So
I had this feeling all along that there was a chance that Rodgers could keep his apartment.
Oh, really?
That he could stay in New York. Because like we talked about, I don't think that Dable and Shane are in the position. We talked about this the other day. I think that because they know they're so firmly on the hot seat, they're going to want a veteran that can try and at least save them. And I don't think, in my opinion, when we had the discussion, I don't think even a rookie that plays maybe a little bit better than expectation is enough to save their jobs, whereas I think they're going to go to a veteran and hope he can.
Yeah, agree to disagree there. I think that they could save their job if they were to win seven games with, like, Cam Ward. But it'd be fun. Either scenario is fun. If they trade for Ward, okay, what does that look like? If they trade for Rodgers, I really don't know what they're doing if they trade for Rodgers. Like, I don't think Rodgers with that team can win 9 games.
Now, do they have to trade for him, or they're just going to be, he's going to be a cap casualty cut,
probably,
and then they can just pick him up?
Yeah, I saw something where the Jets would, like, help out the trade. So I don't know if it's something they can trade him, and then...
Because then you end up paying him more.
Well, I think you could probably trade him and then redo the deal, kind of like what they did with Diggs.
Okay.
Yeah, just rip up that contract, sign a new contract. I don't know what they're going to do. There's a big Green Bay Packer trade rumor out there. I'm curious what you think about this. Green Bay has been reported to really want a wide receiver one. According to Corbin Smith, the Packers have a trade offer on the table for wide receiver DK Metcalf. The trade package would have to include the number 23 overall pick and then one of either Wicks or Dobbs for Seattle to move DK Metcalf.
You can have Dobbs. You can have the first-round pick. And I can have some excitement next season.
Wow, okay.
I would love DK Metcalf, and I think he is the perfect receiver for Green Bay because of the fact that even when the weather is bad, he's fast, he's strong, he's got a big physical frame, and I think he would be a phenomenal add for the Packers. I thought I was looking at the rundown, I thought this was we hadn't talked about the Jair Alexander being shopped. But when I saw this trade, I was like, do it now. Do it yesterday. I think it's a phenomenal move if Green Bay can do it.
Wow. I like the Seattle side of this trade.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because they can get another receiver, or they get another receiver and then they get their rebuilding?
Well, DK Metcalf makes a good amount of money. Probably going to want a new deal. I think that Jackson Smith and Jigba is better than DK Metcalf. And then you're still getting a first rounder for your second best wide receiver. I love the Seattle side of this.
Yeah, DK's interesting because he's been a really good receiver for a number of years, but he's been one of the guys I think that's been a victim of defenses now going to more cover two shells to take away the deep ball. Like, he's been a guy that's lived on the deep ball, lived on the red zone. And now that defenses are taking that away, his efficiency isn't quite there. He's still a good receiver, but I think his top end has been taken away.
Now, to your point, Blankers, I do think it's a bit of a win-win. Like, Green Bay desperately needs a wide receiver one. Yep. I think DK would easily be their top receiver. I think he plays in their offense because I think he'd be a good complement to Jaden Reed. So I could see the win-win aspect of it. DK is going to make $32 million. Cap number $32 million. Is he a $32 million wide receiver?
So.
Yeah, and then he's also going to want a new deal. So now, you have to pay him probably close to $40 million a year.
But I will say this. You know what? They have the youngest team in the league. They have a lot of – I think they have room. Now, you are starting to pay Love, so that hurts them. But especially if you dump out on Alexander, who's making a boatload of money too, I just like the fact – I'm with you. The first thought for me was they got a bunch of nice receivers. They don't have a go-to one. And DK would definitely upgrade their receiver room.
Oh, he would instantly be their top dog.
Yep, I would love it.
Yeah. Now, I like the Seattle aspect of it, too. I could see the win-win. I don't love paying DK $35 million.
The ultimate thing in this, though, guys, is because DK can bring in aimlessly badly thrown footballs, he can make Jordan Love look presentable. I just want to let that
you know. You turned DK talk into a shot at Jordan Love.
Yes.
He's like a good defensive first baseman that picks Jeremy Pena's
throat. Now when it's being thrown to the guy in the fourth row selling brats, he might be able to reel it in.
I think this is the first time I've hit this drop for you, Joel.
Sassy.
That was a little sassy. That was a little sassy.
Wow. I like it. That's well done. ESPN, their insiders, they picked one free agent for every NFL team. Aaron Schatz. Be careful how you say that.
Ooh, careful.
He picked a free agent for every team to sign. You ever heard of Drew Dahlman?
I have not.
Offensive lineman?
Yes. Yeah, can you go further? Show off your knowledge, Blankers. I've never heard of Drew Dahlman.
I haven't either.
This is the first time I've ever heard of Drew Dahlman.
Miami?
Atlanta center.
Okay.
Center for Atlanta. He predicts that he didn't predict. He said this would be like the best fit, picking a free agent for every team. Drew Dahlman, center to the Houston Texans to shore up their offensive line. Sure.
If he can play and he's a veteran and he can get him into the play quicker, yay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they need interior offensive line help. So if they sign a center, am I going to be mad at that? Of course not.
And I would trust Caserio's evaluation of a veteran so far more than I do of his rookie evaluation. So sure, if Caserio likes him, let's go for it.
Is that ironic to you guys that Caserio is kind of dogging CJ Stroud going on a podcast tour as he was doing his own media tour?
And same thing with D'Amico.
Tour too.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're required by the NFL, so it's a little different.
Not to go on the Ringer though and talk with Todd McShay though.
He was on McShay. That was last week, right? Or two weeks ago.
He needs his own
McShay
t-shirt.
I thought was this week.
No, McShay, no? Okay. Unless he did it again. But I remember listening to the McShay interview with Caserio whenever I was in Denver.
Okay.
So that
okay.
was a couple of weeks because I was cutting it in the Uber to Boulder. So I think that was a couple weeks ago, unless there's a new one. But I haven't seen
that. Maybe, I'm not sure.
But he did that one a couple of weeks ago, or maybe another one recently. He was on with the NFL Insiders. He was on with Pat McAfee. He was on with...
Is your NFL Insiders...
DeFlorio and Chris Sims.
That's what I was going to say.
He was on with NFL Network. Four guys. He was on with Rock and Rollin' Harris, which, I mean, that's team stuff, but that's five.
He did NFL Network.
He did
Network.
His own press conference. That's six. Yeah, the Insiders are NFL Network.
Okay.
So that's six. Minimum of six that Nick Caserio sat down with.
He needs his own t-shirt. This is like a world tour. I used to think Daryl Morey and Tad Brown loved talking to the media and would seek it out. Nick loves these world tours.
He's blasting CJ for doing podcasts. He's doing at least six different hits.
Let's remember part of who Nick Caserio is. He's a member of the jungle. He's a huge Jim Rohn fan. This is a guy that grew up listening to Smackoffs and wants to be in this sort of conversation. So I don't think that's a surprise for him. I know he comes off as robotic and having nothing to say, but he digs this sort of stuff.
But he's evolved into a McAfee fan, too. He's always, like, citing and quoting things
he's
seen on McAfee.
He's also a big wrestling fan, so that makes sense to be a fan of McAfee.
True.
I think I would even go as far to say he gets giddy on the big national
shows. Oh, he sure does.
Because I watched the McAfee interview. Did we even mention McAfee?
Yeah, you mentioned
McAfee.
I think you did.
So still at six for the Nick Caserio worldwide tour as he blasts C.J. Stroud for doing a podcast tour. So he did at least six. But I was watching the one with McAfee a couple of nights ago, and he's like giddy. Like he's giddy up there with McAfee and the Stooges. Like it's and he called into Jim Rohn on that.
Yeah, he's
one
a clone on the anniversary show.
But I think he called in on his own.
Yeah,
on an anniversary show.
Exactly.
It wasn't even a scheduled interview. He called in on his own to wish Jim Rohn like a happy anniversary and stuff. Like, he gets giddy and he becomes a little bit like fanboy on these shows too.
Oh, he certainly does.
Like he giggles and stuff. Like it's like, okay, all right.
Even when he does the morning show on the Highway to Hell, when they do the intro music for him or like that, and it's the wrestling tunes or whatever, he thinks that's the greatest thing.
Oh, he loves. Yeah. And they do a good job with him. They have a good rapport, P&P do. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, rivals, but still, they do a good job. We can admit that. He likes doing. He still doesn't say a whole lot. Like, he's still very guarded with what he says, but he loves doing them.
Oh, for sure.
You could tell he used to love sports radio. He still loves sports radio, I think. But what was my point? Oh, yeah. It was Chris Sims that asked him, like, do you think there's one area where you kind of have a blind spot? And he, like, totally avoided the question. Like
he wouldn't say evaluating offensive linemen?
He goes, it's probably more players who don't play very much in college. So, like, it was a very non-answer. A few of these other free agents that would be targets on, like, very specific players on teams. Hollywood Brown to Buffalo. That'd be kind of interesting. I think it'd be a good fit.
Cooper's a free agent, right?
Although they just Amari. Buffalo just re-signed Khalil Shakir, so they've got part of their receiver room locked up.
But Amari Cooper's free.
You get Shakir, you get Keon Coleman, and you get Hollywood Brown. I think that's a good diversity of skill.
Yeah, I'm not high on Keon Coleman, but I do like Hollywood Brown quite a bit.
Essentially, it's three for the price of one, because you could either pay Amari Cooper, or you could pay those three guys for possibly
Shakir didn't get a whole lot.
He's toast. Amari's done. And then Hollywood would be the deep threat. Shakir's probably your possession guy.
Exactly.
Hollywood's your deep threat. And then Keon's your developmental guy. Ronnie Stanley to the Patriots. There you go. There's your Ronnie Stanley for the second time on the show. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold back to the Jets. I don't see it.
I don't either at all.
No, I
don't see it.
Bet the mortgage.
Sam Darnold
to
Vegas before that.
Yeah. I just don't see the Jets wanting to like see ghosts with him again.
I don't think Sam Darnold wants to go back there.
I would say more from the Sam Darnold side than the Jets side.
I think it's more likely to go to the Giants than the Jets. Justin Fields to the Browns would be interesting.
Justin Fields should not do that.
He would have a chance to start.
Probably.
Yeah, but man, he should not do that.
Aaron Jones to Denver. I don't see Denver doing that.
Why would they do that?
I don't think that they would.
They don't have a number. Well, one, they don't have a number one back.
But they don't believe in number one backs.
Right, and
they don't.
They got a whole youth movement going on.
But they value the hot hand.
They revalue receiving backs, and that's Aaron Jones' best skill.
Is it?
At this point of his career, I would say yes.
If he's healthy, man, he could still run between the tackles.
I'm not saying he's a bad between the tackles guy. I'm just saying he's a plus as a receiver, as a back.
I think Williams is better as a receiver, though. And they're going to let him leave.
Javonte's washed.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Washed. He's like 24.
Yeah, but he had a horrible knee injury. He's never been the same.
He had like 50 catches last year.
Okay. What did he do with them?
Let me tell you. He had 52 catches, and he had 346 yards off of those 52 catches. We'll see what Aaron Jones did before we start talking about what's good and what's not
good.
I don't really remember
Aaron
Jones as like a fantastic receiving back.
Oh, Aaron Jones is a really good receiver.
He had 51 catches. Aaron Jones played every game this year.
Did he really?
He did. Yeah, I was a little surprised by that, too.
Yeah. Did he finish every game?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But he caught 51 passes in 17 games. Javonte caught 52 passes in 17 games. And Javonte's way younger.
Yeah, I just like the efficiency.
Washed. He's 25.
It's not based on his age. It's based on his injury.
Yeah, but he's coming back. He's been fine.
He's
actually, like, I hear what you're saying. And he hasn't been the same back. I agree with you. I'm just arguing for the sake of arguing. I wouldn't hate Javonte Williams in Houston.
As a number two, I could be sold.
As a complimentary back to Joe Mixon, I think
guy.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, third, like more of a league minimum.
Third down
one
back.
One-year deal, third down back. Let's see what you have left in the tank. Because I actually do like him in the passing game. I think he would help the Texans a lot in that area because they aren't very great in the passing game from that position. They have DeAndre Hopkins to the Chargers, which seems weird.
Yeah, I don't know the fit. I mean, I understand they need receiver
they need
help.
Two.
Yeah, they need some receiver
but
help. But at this point in his
two.
Career, is he a two?
I don't think he is.
I think Quentin Johnston's better than DeAndre Hopkins at this stage.
That I would agree.
Stephon Diggs to Kansas City.
Ooh,
I don't love that.
I don't think so.
I think they
you
need,
don't?
No, I think they need speed and quickness.
Yeah, I don't think
they
so.
Need possession.
Well, they have Xavier Worthy. That's a lot of speed and quickness. They're getting Rashee Rice back. I could see them needing a.
Diggs is a three. That doesn't feel like their type of.
Does Rashee Rice have to still be suspended?
They haven't said.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's up in the air still.
Russell Wilson to the Giants. Khalil Mack to Philly. Chris Godwin to Washington. That'd be interesting.
I heard Philly's in on Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah.
Philly's in on Myles Garrett.
Yeah, because they're going to lose. They got a big free agent pass rusher, so they're going to they would just let him walk, and then they would get Myles Garrett.
Rich get richer.
No question.
713-780-ESPN. I think that Cal McNair might have sold his life story to Netflix. It is the Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke.
You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
This makes me want to strum the old guitar. You ever play the guitar?
Nope. Backwards.
Yeah, I'm
left-handed.
I don't have a musical bone in my body. I would love to play the guitar, though. It'd be awesome. So last night I was scrolling through Netflix, and Texter, by the way, Brian, said, finally, good music. Doesn't like what you normally play. Someone else, I backed up on YouTube to listen to Who Said It, and I can tell y'all hate the game, but please never stop playing it. Favorite segment out of all the shows. I hate that he texted that. Because we are a show of the people, and we do what y'all want. I don't remember. We watched Severance last night. And then after Severance, we were like, we need to watch something light because Severance makes my head hurt. So we turned on Netflix and I was scrolling through new shows. And there's a new show called Running Point. And I read the little description. I'm like, this sounds like the worst show I've ever heard of. It actually has Kate Hudson in it. It's co-created by Mindy Kaling. You remember her from The Office and the Mindy Project. And the bio, and I told my wife, I was like, this show looks awful. And the bio says a reformed party girl must prove herself as a businesswoman when she's unexpectedly put in charge of her family's pro basketball team. And I'm just going on and on about how this show looks so stupid and so dumb. And my wife goes, isn't that kind of like the Texans owner? And I go, you know what? Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda. Which I don't know if Cal McNair was like a party boy.
This is Jeannie Buss.
Probably was. Oh, is this the Jeannie Buss story?
What you just described to me is Jeannie Buss. Because
I can see
the whole family, all the kids were kind of running rampant with no talent except for Jeannie. But Jeannie was in Playboy and she was more about the Hollywood life for a while.
Was she really?
And then all of a sudden they made her the president of the team.
Yeah, so it's called Running Point. And, I mean, it does look terrible, which I do like some sports TV shows. Like, most of them aren't great. Like, Friday Night Lights is my favorite sports TV show. Do you have a favorite sports TV show? It's like an actual show, not like a documentary.
I mean, you know I love Entourage.
That's not a sports show.
It was kind of sad. There was always sports cameos.
Entourage is not a sports show.
Okay, and I liked Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights is awesome. I almost quit on Friday Night Lights after the first one, the first episode where the quarterback broke his neck. I was like, ah, that's so cliche. I don't want to watch cliche. And then I stuck with it, and it was good. It was good.
I think if there were any others.
But is this, I mean, this is kind of Cal-ish, right? Now, he's not a girl, but a reformed party girl, which I don't know if he partied a lot.
I don't think he was a party guy, more of a nerd.
But must prove himself as a businessman when he's unexpectedly put in charge of his family's pro football team. This could be the Cal McNair story.
Quit.
I think Cal McNair sold his life story to Netflix, and instead of football, they went with basketball. Instead of a man, they went with a woman.
Does the character at any point flip up the H and grill some hamburgers?
I'm not watching the show. The show looks awful.
Oh, I thought you were going to lead us into going, so we tried it,
no,
and then all of a sudden
this.
I had to watch it.
I'm not watching
the
show.
Yeah, this is a Hulu show, so it's Netflix, so everything's Netflix out show. On once then.
I guess so.
So we could watch the whole thing now if we
wanted
to.
It's also TV mature, which surprises me.
I mean, Cal's a raw dude.
I think it's based on Jeannie.
It could be. I could see that.
Yeah, because if it's mature, then she might have done some flashes.
What are you saying, Joel?
Yeah, it could be.
Well, I mean, she was in Playboy multiple times.
You seem to know that very well.
Okay, great.
Did she autograph the issue for you?
No.
A reformed party girl must prove herself as a businesswoman when she's unexpectedly put in charge of her family's pro basketball team. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to watch this, Brian?
2.
I'm there. 2.
I ended up watching the King of Tulipo or whatever it's called. That was awful. Tupelo, not Tulipo. Tupelo.
What's that?
So bad.
Is that the one with Sylvester Stallone?
No.
I'm thinking of something else.
That's the Kings of Tulsa, right?
Okay, King of Tulsa. Okay,
no, this is like some documentary of some dude who lost his mind and like sent anthrax to the president.
Yes. I remember seeing that. That popped up on a suggested for me because I watched a lot of true crime docs. But yeah, I haven't watched it.
I saw an episode. I will not finish it. It was so bad. I did not enjoy it. But yeah, I will not be watching Running Point. Now, we're trying to get you to watch a show, Blankers. Will this be a show that it's basketball? You seem to like Jeannie Buss.
It might be
her story.
Now I like Jeannie Buss.
Kate Hudson's not a bad actress.
I mean,
will you watch this?
There's a lot worse that I could watch, but I'm not going to make any promises.
Will you report back? Let us know if we should watch it.
Maybe.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I don't think he's going to watch
it. It's not a no, though.
It's not a no.
I mean, I'm busy all week, but we'll see.
This feels like a maybe, so that we'll leave him alone about it.
What are your favorite sports shows? If somebody watches Running Point and like, hey, it's really good, you should try it, maybe I'll
ever
try
or
it.
Now.
But I'm not reading. What's that? No, ever.
Oh,
ever.
Okay.
Someone said Ballers was good. I did watch Ballers.
I never watched Ballers.
It was kind of mid, but it wasn't bad. I did finish Ballers. Ballers was okay. What about Coach?
Coach, back in the day, that was really good. That was
Craig
great.
T. Nelson, right?
Yep.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Craig T. Nelson.
Ooh,
yep.
Ted Lasso is the greatest sports show ever. I've never watched Ted Lasso.
That's not shocking to you guys.
It's adorable. I do like Ted Lasso.
I liked The League on FX back in the day. And that was about a group of guys playing fantasy football, but...
Yeah, The League wasn't bad.
They had a lot of athletes. J.J. Watt was on the show. They had a lot of pros on the show.
I didn't finish The League. I think I watched the first 2 or 3 seasons, and that was about it.
It's still on FX if you ever...
I never felt
like
that. I never was motivated to like keep up with the story, but I would catch it whenever it was on type of deal.
Sure.
Yeah, but it was pretty good. 713-780-ESPN. What are your favorite sports TV shows? Arliss was good.
Arliss was great on HBO. Yeah, that was a great show.
What's that guy's name that plays Arliss? He's a Cougar.
Oh, he is?
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's a Cougar.
I didn't realize that.
He's the same guy that would play the bench coach in Bull Durham.
That's right.
Our beloved Cougs.
That's right. I hate that drop so much. Robert Wool.
That's the name.
Wool, yep.
Robert Wool, he's a Cougar.
He's got some comedy specials that are pretty good, too.
Has he?
Yeah, it was kind of like a teach history but make jokes about it sort of thing. It was pretty good.
A lot of Ted Lasso, a lot of Arliss.
Yeah, Arliss was good. I enjoyed that show back in the day.
I gotta go Friday Night Lights number one for me, though.
I never watched
very different.
Arliss?
I don't know.
Arliss was an agent?
He was
a sports agent, yes.
They used to show it on ESPN Classic.
It was on HBO.
Yeah,
originally it was on HBO.
It was, but they used to show it on ESPN Classic, too. Like with those
speaking
two
of ESPN Classic, I love Cheap Seats back in the day.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about, right? Are those the Cheap Seats with the two guys watching games?
The twins, yeah.
I think Cheap Seats and Arliss would play back-to-back at night.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty
sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Like maybe late 1990s, early 2000s?
Cheap Seats was a little later than that. Cheap Seats was like 2008.
Was it that late? I feel like I watched it in high school.
No, I mean, I just go off of where I was living at the time, so it was like 2008, because I know where I was watching it, and that would have been around 2008.
I thought that was like early 2000s.
No, it definitely wasn't pre-2005. I don't know.
Oh, the four Sklar brothers.
Oh, 4-06. Okay.
They have made a killing.
Yeah, they do well
is
right
that
now.
Their name?
The Sklar Brothers.
Yeah, the Sklar Brothers. Yeah.
What else do they do? I've only seen them on that.
They're stand-up comedians. They have a podcast.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But they make it into a sports podcast too, and they get a lot of run.
Yeah, they also had they kind of revived Cheap Seats in a kind of a new format they did on the UFC's like digital channel for a while. So they've kept into sports as well.
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. It says Weed Straw. Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down was elite. That was a great show.
Stump the Swab, best sports show. Come on. I didn't like
it. It was tough, man. That dude was intelligent.
Yeah.
He just passed away.
Blue Mountain State. You ever watch Blue Mountain State?
Mm-mm.
Watched an episode or two. Best sports show, WWE Raw. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about fiction here.
It is fiction.
Didn't they just make a Lakers show on HBO based on Magic? Was it HBO or Showtime?
It
was called the Showtime
Lakers. It was called
Showtime,
on HBO. Yeah.
I tried to watch an episode of that and could not stand
it. I did the same. They
I thought
started
it was so bad.
We got one of those free previews on DirecTV for like 4 days of each HBO or whatever, and they were running it, and I started to – I just can't.
The only thing that was worse than that was the one they did on the Clippers for Hulu called
Clips.
Oh,
that was bad, too.
That was real bad.
Remember they were making fun of the characters?
The guy that played Doc Rivers.
Yes.
Yeah, like apparently Blake Griffin's was really bad, too.
Okay.
Yeah, they were making fun of the how bad
the Laker was the one that
were.
Jerry West was suing them for.
Yeah.
Oh, he sued him?
Yeah, he didn't like the way they told his story, yeah.
I didn't like that. It was bad. Blue Mountain Valley State is the best sports show. Chris and Humble, Eastbound and Down, Workaholics.
That's not a sports show.
I've never seen one.
That was a comedy on Comedy Central with Adam Devine and a few of his friends. I forget their names, but that wasn't a sports show.
Arliss, Celebrity Deathmatch.
That was fun on MTV back in the day.
Married with Children had the greatest athlete in Polk High history.
That's true. That's true. He's a hell of a quarterback.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, HRNP, listener line. What has to happen for the Rockets to make a deep playoff run? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
Hey, we'll just talk Rockets later. No one's talking about Rockets today. Favorite sports TV shows? Because King of Twitch wants us to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Said 1A, The White Shadow, 1B, Friday Night Lights. I never saw The White Shadow.
Oh,
I had
man,
to Google it.
That was 70s?
Loved it.
80s?
I think it was late 70s, early 80s, maybe.
78 to 81.
Yeah, that would have. Yeah, I mean, I was born in 83.
Loved that show.
Got an 8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Former Bulls player blows his knee out, becomes a high school basketball coach in the inner city. I loved it.
Did you ever watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Absolutely. Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
I remember I watched it when I was a kid.
Mark,
it had Rodney
he's a comedian.
Peach. It had Rodney Peach White in it.
I'm forgetting his last name now.
Holly Robinson Pete.
Are they still together?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
That's good. Good marriage. Yep. That didn't happen often in Hollywood.
Mark.
Mark something, I know.
Yep.
Yeah,
he played in the NBA celebrity games and everything for a while.
Did he really?
Yep.
What's his name? Mark Curry.
There you go.
Mark Curry, that's
Steph's
it.
Steph's brother.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I know it's not.
That one got a 6.4 on IMDb.
No, I don't think it was ever viewed as a great show. But
you weren't a fan of it?
Mm-mm. It was fun.
I think it was like a kid show.
Yeah.
And I was a kid at the time.
That hit us, that hit us at a time
if
different.
If you're 30 years old, you're not going to like
it. No.
Rotten Tomatoes score on, they don't have a Rotten Tomatoes score on it. It's not great at Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Was that pre-Rotten Tomatoes?
Joe's?
It's on there, but it's not rated.
Mm.
Pros with the that's like actual like
reality.
Competition reality.
I view that as more reality than sports.
Someone said okay. Coach Minnesota State national champion. I did love Coach. Coach was funny. I would watch that as a kid.
Yeah, Luther. That was a great character.
I feel like we're missing some.
Oh well, there's always hundreds more, but I'm trying to think.
Slapshot. That was a movie.
That was a movie.
That was the triplets that played hockey. Yep, and Paul Newman. I think.
I feel like we're missing some. Have to be
from a series perspective.
Yeah.
Eastbound. What was the one about the sports announcer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the guy from The Simpsons.
Harry something or other?
I'm trying to remember the name of the show. It was on IFC for a couple of seasons.
I watched year one of that. I didn't watch the second year. I think it was two seasons, maybe three?
Yeah, it wasn't long. Two or three seasons. I thought the bit when it was just the 2 minute, like,
Hank
short
Azaria, right?
Hank Azaria, yeah.
Brockmire.
Yeah. I thought the bit was better when it was shorter and not as a part of a sitcom.
Oh, it was a bit, not a sitcom first?
Yeah, it started off as like a funny, I think it was on Funny or Die, or maybe he was releasing it somewhere else, but it would be like these 2 or 3 minute videos, or he would interview someone, and then they turned it into a sitcom. I didn't think it was as good as a sitcom.
Guess the Rotten Tomatoes score on Brockmire.
71.
94.
91.
A lot of people love that show.
I don't remember it being that good.
I've heard from a lot of people, oh, you got to watch that. It's awesome.
I did watch it. I don't remember it being that good. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Who is that? His name is White. I can't see it. Lawrence, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I don't know if y'all mentioned Playmakers.
Yeah,
did y'all mention that?
No, we didn't. That's a good call. Playmakers is good.
That was The Rock?
No, Playmakers was the one on ESPN that they got canceled. The NFL made them cancel it after a year.
They didn't even finish the full season.
That's right.
They didn't finish the full season.
Because it was too, what?
The NFL fought, because they did a lot of things with, like, you know, unwanted pregnancies and drug use. They didn't think it reflected well on...
Bad imaging for the
league.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wish they would have kept
what
that
What was
up.
The Rock one like, on
that
HBO?
That was Ballers. That was Ballers. Someone mentioned that one earlier.
Yeah, I tried that. Couldn't do it.
I watched Ballers. Ballers was very much like Entourage. I'm surprised you didn't like Ballers.
I thought it was a little bit... too much over the top, but I mean, yeah, I loved Entourage.
Playmakers had a 8.4 on IMDb. They had the dude who's on Nickelodeon.
Who?
Omar Gooden. He was on Nickelodeon. He was on some Nickelodeon show.
I don't remember the cast of Playmakers. It was so. He was like 2004,
back.
Right?
He was the running back. He was on Hanging with Mr. Cooper too.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I remember he was the running back. He was the one doing the drugs at halftime out at the TV truck. You don't remember that?
I remember the talking about in Playmakers.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember that part.
That was him.
Yeah.
He was out doing the drugs at the.
I remember he was shooting up. I mean, that was a big part of the show.
Didn't it?
Yeah, man, I missed that show. Missed it. All right, so he's related to Cuba Gooding Jr. I didn't realize that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, not a sports TV show.
No, but we mentioned it yesterday.
Although it does happen on a football field. Radio does. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's get to our car wreck of the day. What do you nominate for car wreck of the day? It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick! Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
What's your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Blanker's got disgusted with our sports TV shows. He left.
I hate TV so much, I'm out of here.
He doesn't like watching TV.
No, he doesn't. Well, unless it's random NBA games.
He's a sports guy.
He does, yeah.
Through and through.
Yeah.
Give him credit for that.
Yeah, he certainly knows more about the players on teams in the Eastern Conference than I do.
Same.
If this was a Sports Jeopardy show and it, like Eastern Conference NBA came up, I would be dead.
Outside of Rockets NBA, I struggle.
Yeah, I do too. I just don't have the bandwidth for it. Like when I was a teenager in 20s, not married, no kids, absolutely. I was watching a ton, but it's just, man, it's hard to keep up.
Okay, I'll watch playoffs.
I'll watch playoffs and... obviously, everything football and Astros, but
this
texture, hard to keep up.
This texture's trying to make a pitch for Game of Thrones being a sports show. How about Game of Thrones? There's a lot of sword fighting and some other interesting physical activities, especially between siblings.
There are that. How is that sports, though?
I don't think it's sports related.
I don't think that's sports.
No, I'm not going to give you that one, texture. Good try. Not doing that. What about the league? Mentioned it. Blue Mountain State mentioned that. On YouTube, Batman says News Radio. News Radio,
not a sports show,
but it does make me think about Sports Night.
Yeah, that only lasted for one season.
Two seasons.
It was two seasons. I remember they tried to make it, like, I think it might have been the first dramedy where they tried to make it drama and comedy. It never worked for me. I didn't like it.
I love Sports Night.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I wonder if you can find Sports Night somewhere still.
On YouTube, I'm sure.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I can't.
There's a lot of old shows. If you search for YouTube, you can find full seasons.
I'd rather see it on a streaming network, though. It's easier to watch.
Yeah, of course. But I'm just saying it's out there.
Is Sports Night still out there? 713-780-3776. I would give Sports Night a little reboot myself. I would try it again
just to see if I was right or wrong. Because I remember watching it at the first run, whenever it aired, and I didn't enjoy it.
I was a big Sports Night fan. Love me some sports tonight. All right, let's get to our car wreck of the day. 713-780-3776. What are you nominating for car wreck of the day, Brian?
I have two nominees. One, first nominee goes out to Joel Embiid, who is, his season is over. Once again, proving he is a man made of glass. I don't know how bad it would have to be a 76ers fan, but they've kind of tried this a few ways, obviously with Harden and him, and they brought in Paul George. Paul George also not living up to his contract, but Joel Embiid out for the season. His career feels like a car wreck other than the MVP year. Just does not stay healthy. The other one, I don't know if you saw this, but Shedeur Sanders, when he was talking to the media at the Combine, had his hat on kind of backwards, kind of sideways. And I don't know if you remember this, but the man who hates backwards hats more than anybody, Colin Cowherd, I don't have the quote to play for you, but he spent part of his show today saying, like, hey, I wouldn't hire him if he's talking to me because he's wearing the backwards hat. I wouldn't hire him. I don't know what his obsession is with backwards hats, but he was at it again today with Shedeur Sanders.
I think it's one of his takes that he's just going to die with.
Yeah, he's got take lock on it for sure.
Yeah, which, I mean, if you ran a Fortune 500 company and you're interviewing a bunch of people, and you have dudes coming in suited and booted, and then you have Rando sweats in a backwards hat, he has no chance of being hired.
Sure, but no, I mean, all the athletes here are not in suits, obviously. They're all in athletic gear.
Yeah, it's a bad take.
Yeah.
It's a bad take by Coward. Car wreck of the day, all those people who thought Jose Altuve would never play left field whenever we saw this in the offseason. Now, I'm going to wait to put them on Bad Take Boulevard until it happens in a regular season game. But your time is coming. Your time is coming because there's a lot of people. Oh, he'll never play left field. He'll never play left field in a game. Never. I got those saved.
Yeah, of course.
Your time is coming.
He gave away his infield glove, Jeremy. He's never playing the infield again.
Your time is coming. I'm not sure he'll ever play the infield again.
I know. I was being sarcastic there, but
did you hear about these measles outbreaks?
Yeah, I heard it's broken out in San Antonio. Apparently, West Texas, it's real bad. So much so that my wife didn't want to. We were going to go to San Antonio in a few weeks to see my sister. Now she doesn't want to go because
really,
yeah, because the measles has gotten bad. I don't know what's going on, but I heard people are worried about it.
The numbers are up.
Yeah.
There's a measles outbreak, and Texas is one of the states that's been, like, the most impacted.
Is it okay, I get that it's up. Is it, like, way up? Because there's always going to be ebbs and flows in these
really
things,
know.
Right? Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't really care all
really
that much.
Know.
But
measles outbreak is happening. You've been nominated for Car Wreck of the Day twice.
Wow, okay. I feel special. What'd I do?
First one is your Esoc Paredes take. Alex putting you on...
I stand by that one.
Car wreck of the day.
I stand by that one.
You're arguing the margins.
Sure. I never said he was going to suck. I just said, pump your brakes. I don't think he's a lock for 30 homers.
Yeah.
That was the basis of the argument. Not that he's going to be terrible.
Yeah.
It was the other one with me getting the position wrong on Al Bundy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple people.
Yeah.
Nominated you for car wreck
of the
day.
Could you tell I didn't watch it so much? I didn't watch the show.
I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, the show was in the 90s.
But you said he was a quarterback.
I thought he was, but yeah, apparently running
back.
Well,
a couple of texters actually had a difference of opinion on the position. One said running back, one said fullback, but...
Either way, not a quarterback.
Not a quarterback.
Yeah.
Definitely carrying the ball.
Yeah. I mean, quarterback could carry the ball. Is this a veer
option?
He didn't
play quarterback, though. He's been handed... It was being... I remember him... I thought he was a running back.
Okay.
I don't remember the fullback.
Because you didn't correct me, though.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. Jake Bloss just gave up a two-run homer against the Yankees in the first. Mm. Yusei Kikuchi trade's looking better and better by the day. Kidding. The guy I'm worried about is Will Wagner.
Chattapoochee.
I missed that. I'm going to miss that.
Yeah, that was a good drop.
What about Al Bundy, married with children? Ben Simmons is somehow going to play more games than Joel Embiid. So I think it's a bit of an argument for your side.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid being the car wreck of the day.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Zion Williamson level, obviously, because he's won an MVP. He's been really good. His team's made the playoffs, but he's definitely going to wind. It definitely looks like he's going to wind up in the category of when he retires of the what could have been, you know, what if scenarios that we'll talk about with athletes whose careers for injury or whatever reason seem to be cursed.
Texter, I'd like to nominate the person who decided to insert an extra advertisement near the end of each segment on the 97.5 app for Car Wreck.
Not me.
Who would have done that?
That's pretty sure it's automated. I don't think No one here, no one on this side of the glass touches that, so I don't know.
Automation's nominated for Car Wreck of the
Day. It'd either be that or whoever loads the logs, but that's not the producers.
We might need to look into that. Wheat Straw, Car Wreck, my buddy claiming D-Wade is a top 10 player of all time. I have a guy, buddy.
Yeah, he's not top 10.
That thinks that James Harden was better than Kobe.
Really? What was the art? Well, we don't have much time left,
stats.
But what? Just
points per game.
Oh, points per game. Okay,
assist.
So pretty basic argument based.
It's all numbers based.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't put Harden ahead of Kobe.
No, I mean Kobe's got five rings.
And Kobe's
Harden's been to the NBA Finals once, and it was as a six man.
Kobe gets argued as a top 10 great. No one's putting James Harden in that conversation.
No, absolutely not.
I wonder where Harden will go down though. Like, is he top 25 or is he top 50?
I think he's outside the top 25.
I would put him outside the top 25. Winning matters to me.
You have to get to the NBA Finals I know he's been to the NBA Finals once, but again, he was a sixth man. That's not enough for me to put him in the top 25.
D-Wade is a top 10 player of all time. It's an outrageous take, though. I'll agree with Weech on that.
No, but Wade's closer to the top 25 than Harden
Wade
is.
Wade or Harden?
Wade. Easily.
Easily?
Yeah, like you said, rings matter.
And he had LeBron.
And he had Shaq, but
LeBron,
he won.
LeBron lifted him.
He won a title before LeBron.
That's true. All right, what's winning?
Measles.
Okay. Measles, congratulations. A lot of people put you down, not the Killer Bees. Killer Bees lift you up, Measles. I hope you have a long, long run. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He was Blank. I'm Brian. I'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, Houston. Goodbye. Goodbye.
This is ESPN 97.5.